This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's Fashion Week in New York City. So what do? Oh, you know what we do. We call Kate Betts. Kate, it's good to talk to you again.
Hi, Kai. Good to talk to you.
So I will ask this question in the full knowledge that this is the industry to which you have devoted your working life. But why do we have Fashion Week? Why do we need it anymore?
Oh, Kai, really?
Yes.
You're going to start off on that note?
I am going
that
there.
That cynical, doubting Thomas note?
Yes. But seriously, it's not the industry. It's this extravaganza that happens twice a year, this whole Fashion Week thing.
Well, let's say it has become an extravaganza, but it's very much still an industry, and an industry has its, I don't want to say habits or traditions, but really necessities. I mean, Fashion Week started because designers needed to show their clothes to the press and to the buyers.
Okay, fair enough. Here's another argument I believe in my favor. Within 4.5 seconds after somebody's on the runway in New York this week, there will be pictures on Instagram and Twitter, and you can get it at H&M. And, I mean, it's not like people are waiting 6 months to buy these things.
No, not at all. And that's also been a trend that's been evolving over the past decade, I would say. You know, we could be watching a fashion show as we speak right now on Vine or Instagram.
That's right.
I think the point is that fashion shows are still created for the image of the designer or the brand. So a Michael Kors or a Donna Karan needs the fashion show so that they can project their image around the world.
This is an investment, right, for the designers. I mean, they pay to put on these fancy shows in the hopes that come spring somebody's going to buy their stuff.
Well, there you go again, Kai, being cynical. Yes, it is a huge investment. Some of the shows, depending on how big they are, can be very costly, up to $1 million, maybe even more.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I have to say that, you know, the return on investment is huge, too, because then, I mean, videos of these shows, pictures of the shows will be transmitted around the world for the next 6 months.
What's going to happen when savvy designers, and there are some already, Oscar De La Renta, if I may drop a name, are going more exclusive? They're not doing the big blowout things, but they're having small spaces and invitation only, and, you know, you can't be here because you're not in the cool kids club.
Well, I mean, it depends on the designer, and I think somebody like Oscar De La Renta is obviously making a statement like that because he's a high-end designer and he wants to make sure that he takes care of his high-end buyers, the department stores like Neiman Marcus and Saks. On a bigger trend level, you know, fashion always reacts against itself. So maybe he's just reacting against the circus and the hype of the past few seasons.
That's a very woe thought. Fashion always reacts against itself. What does that mean?
Well, that means, you know, short skirts this season, long skirts next season, high heels today, flats tomorrow. I mean, they have to give you a reason to buy something new.
There you go.
So
yes.
You're wearing blue pants today, but to next season, they're going to want you to wear red pants. So go out and buy them. Get ahead of the curve, ahead of the trends.
It's red pants tomorrow, actually. Red pants Friday here at Marketplace.
Exactly.
Kate Betts is who we call for all things fashion. Her book, it's about Michelle Obama, is called Everyday Icon. Kate, thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Kai.